and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Let us read 53 together. Read. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. And that's what I want to talk about this Sunday morning. Stay in the temple. Stay in the temple. I will be honest, as I have been and told you before. As a little kid, I was not like David. I was not glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. As a matter of fact, I was pretty mad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I did not attend a church that had the spiritual fervency and the fire that Brooklyn has. We didn't have no type of organist like Jacoby. We had a pipe organ with real pipes. Our church sang six anthems. You know, anthem is a hymn with five verses. And the choir had their black books where their hands went up in the book. I didn't like church. My brother and I played sick a whole lot, and I told you before, I've been baptized probably about 8 times. My dad literally would throw cold water on us to wake us up to go to church. I did not enjoy church at all. We played tic-tac-toe. Hangman. Always had to go to the restroom. Was not a church kid. I didn't grow up enjoying church. I marvel at some of my preacher friends. I'm going to call his name like a dear black. Hope you're watching. His son loves church and preaches. Why his daddy preaches? He's about 7 years old. There are church kids like that that love church. And you know, if you want to love church. Interesting thing about me is that my pilgrimage to the pulpit was different than ever. Child did not like church. I started liking church as a teenager, which really is the reverse, that most teenagers stop liking church. But God had a plan on my life. And as soon as I got my driver's license, or really my permit, I left my home church to start going to Brooklyn on the west side, where you had to get there at 10 o'clock to get a seat for the 11 a.m. service. And the whole church, amen. CBJ saved my soul, and then he knows Brother Jackson didn't have nothing to do with my salvation. I can't even fly. For Ron, for Eric, and for Harold, but God has a way of getting your attention. But since then, I don't know what I would do if I ever got like John and got to a city where it says there's no temple in the city. I don't care where I might find myself around this world. And then once was a time I would have to ask a bank housekeeper who got the best church in the city. Now you can get it right there on your iPad and have church wherever you might find yourself. But there once was a time you had to find a place to go worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And so we find the disciples here on this day. They're in this upper room. They are, I still think they're in the upper room. They're in this hidden location. And after he is resurrected, after Mary goes, gets Peter and John, after they tell the disciples what they have seen, after we meet these two men, Cleophas and another man on the way to Emmaus, after he breaks bread with them, after he shows them the nail prints in his hands, after they run back and tell the disciples, not only have they heard from him, not only have they witnessed him, but they have actually seen him in the flesh. We learned last Sunday that he had fried fish with them with mustard and Texas Pete hot sauce on Wonder Bread. After they go and report, after they join the 11 who are now in witness protection program, He shows up. And after he shows up, he tells them to go preach repentance and remission of sins in his name. And the Bible says that after all that, he leads them up to Bethany. The Bible says he leads them up to Bethany. They are still scared. It's just a few days after his death and burial and resurrection, but he leads them to Bethany so that they might have provision. I believe, and it's not in the text, that most likely he takes them to Mary and Martha's house, because Mary and Martha lived in Bethany. Whenever Jesus was in town and he needed a place to stay, he stayed at Mary and Martha's bread and breakfast in Bethany. He stayed at Mary and Martha's bed and breakfast just because Martha cooked. Come from any tradition where grandma had to pass the over. Some of y'all ain't bought the pastor a gift card to Red Lobster. Any of y'all ever had a pastor who was fine, the fine china, not the curio? Plastic came off the couches. Pastor got fed first. You like, this ain't his house? Any of y'all come from that it really ain't old school, that's right school. What happened to them saints? That was big time to have the pastor over for dinner. Big time to feed the pastor, to have them over to your house that y'all cleaned up all week with alcohol and vinegar. What happened to y'all folk that used to have the pastor in his family? Because y'all don't cook no more for yourself, so I wish y'all out here, husband saying it right now, I wish you would have him over there and cook for him. You don't cook for me. I wish you would have that Negro over our house come out cooking for the pastor. You ain't cooking no more. Coming over, Diane. Don't you worry about it. He takes them up to Bethany so they could relax and unwind and be fed and be provided for. Every now and then, you got to take a break. Every now and then, you also got to vacate. And bustle of this world. And Jesus understood, watch what's going on, y'all. They are hiding because they're scared. They're already looking for his disciples because there's some other trees with some names on them. And so they're all huddled together because if we're going to go down, we're going down together. And so he realizes in his spirit, I'm the only one that can protect them, and I have to provide for them. They probably ain't ate because they're too scared to go get grocery stuff. They haven't rested because they can't sleep because they're scared. So I'm going to take them to where I find rest. Help me, somebody. I'm going to take them to where I get away. I'm going to provide for them. I'm going to take them up to Bethany so that they can be provided. Savior, is that no matter where you might find yourself in life, no matter what's going on in your life right now, there's always a Bethany somewhere in your life. I don't know where you find your Bethany. I don't know if it's at Myrtle Beach. I don't know if it's at Hilton Head. I don't know if it's here on Sunday morning. I don't know if you got a little war room, a little prayer room in your house, but you got to find you a place where you can just get away and relax and relate and have a little talk with Jesus. And I tell you, if you have a little talk with Jesus, he'll make everything. All right. So he takes them up to Bethany for provision. And after he
them there, before he leaves, he blesses them. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I want to so very much tell you he blesses them materially. But there ain't no material blessing anywhere in the text. I want to tell you that he gives them something, because when we think about blessings, we always want to think about it as a tangible expression of God's love and some material blessing. But then as I prayed all week, meditated all week, Ron and Erica, I thought about what has even happened to the prosperity gospel message. Dead. Think about it, y'all. When the last time you done seen them in town? When the last time y'all done had to go to Atlanta to get loosed? Anything built on sand won't stand. You don't hear people talking about naming and claiming. Because they forgot to tell you, if you got the naming and claiming, you got to have a down payment. About calling and hauling and health and wealth. And go lay hands on the house. It's about to be, yeah, you better lay hands, you're going to get a bullet. Go send somebody else, y'all, talking about that. No! What God has for you is for you. Don't be laying your hands on nobody else's stuff. If he made one, he made another. That's why you don't need to be messing with nobody else's. He made a better model. What you sharing for? And all y'all who playing number two, who want to be number one, as soon as you become number one, don't you know that there's going to be a number two who wants to. What he gives them in a blessing is peace. And there's no bigger blessing in life than having peace, to be able to sleep without narcotics, being able to sleep without smoking, without being able to sleep without a bottle of wine, being able to sleep because you know that Jesus has blessed you and has given you peace, and you ain't got to worry about anything. Before he leaves, he lifts up his hands and says, peace. That is the blessing that he gives them. That is the blessing that we all need in life. Not material comforts. Yeah, they're wonderful. Yes, they make you sometimes feel better, but they're all temporary. For people who drink, for self-medication, after you sober up and throw up, and problems are still there. After you get high as John Legend, when you come on down, that problem is still there. After you done slided and glided and left the house, that ain't yours, and washed up, that problem is still there. But anybody know there's a problem solver, and his name is Jesus. And he will breathe on your life and give you peace. That surpasses all understanding. He understands that his disciples are on a troubled in spirit and in mind right now. They're scared for their lives. They're scared for their future. All of them quit their job to go work for him. And now he done closed down the plant. What do we do now, Jesus? Where do we go now, Jesus? How do we take care of our families now, Jesus? Are we going to die too? Peace. Am I going to make it? Peace. Is this tumor going to leave me? Peace. Is my marriage going to grow? Peace. Am I going to get right? Peace. Are my child going to get off drugs? Peace. Is my child ever coming back home? Peace. Am I going to be all right with this cancer? Peace. Whatever your issue is, just like Jesus, I speak peace right now over your life. And then the Bible says that after he gives them provision by taking him to Bethany, after he gives them peace by giving them a blessing, the Bible says there's a praise. And in the Greek and the Hebrew, the word for praise is barak. There's Bethany, there's a blessing, and there's barak. 8 years of peace. 8 years of no scandals. 8 years of no lies. 8 years of no baby mama drama. 8 years of not playing little mind games with Rocket Man in Korea. 8 years of having a full staff. Years of no indictments. 8 years of peace because we had Barak. For the word Barak in both the Hebrew and the Greek means to praise. And the Bible says that after they left Bethany, they stayed in the temple and praised the Lord. Watch and I feel the Lord. They're scared. They're hiding. They don't want to go out because they're scared for their lives. They are fearful for their lives. No Christian Baptist church has been created yet for them to go be Christians. The only place for them to go is in the same Jewish temples with the same Jewish people who killed him. Thank you, sir. Ain't nobody else understand what the preacher's trying to talk about. The Bible says that they go back to the place and worship with the people who killed their Savior. Before he took them to Bethany, they wouldn't leave their house. Before he gave them a blessing, they were scared to worship. But after they had their own personal experience with the Savior, it gave them a new perspective on life and on temple worship, that they were no longer scared and inhibited anymore to give God all the praise. And the Bible says that they stayed in the temple. Now, I know I come because I have to come. But I would come even if I wasn't a pastor. I would come even, I would go to this church because I know that God and the Spirit of the living Lord rest, rules, and abides in this place. And I'm telling you that you have got to stay in the temple. There's going to become a time and a place that there's going to be trouble in your house. There's going to be trouble on your job. There's going to be trouble in your mind. But none of that gets fixed if you stay home. And when you come in this place, come in here with a posture of praise. Come in here to barak the Lord. Come in here to thank the Lord. Come in here to say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Lord, what a portent of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his Spirit. Washing his blood. For this is.
Praising my Savior.